Welcome back to another episode of Unfiltered. It's been a week since our last one. Technically, this is the first episode, I guess, of season four. But there was an extra Spotify-only episode from last week with some music in it. Just a couple of songs that I like, and just talking and catching up on things. But today on the show, we're basically going to talk about mental health. What have I been talking about mostly in my life lately? It's my mental health. So yeah, we're going to get a break in real quick, and I'll be right back. Okay, so we're back. Thank you for listening to me read you an ad, which I probably did horribly. But I've done it for a few years now. I've done it horribly. So, I know a lot of you that listen to the show are my friends in real life. And it's been a struggle to kind of, I don't know, put into words to all of you how I've felt. But I think the other night, I did a damn good job of it. And I don't know, you know, I said in a post, and it was on my Facebook, basically, you know, I'm broken. But the whole point of the post was not to get everybody's pity, and I'll explain in a little bit why I hate pity. I hate any form of trying to, you know, keep somebody mentally healthy about something that they don't want to be healthy about right now. You know what I mean? And it's not to say that I don't want happiness and health for myself, but the more you get these people and some people that come out of the woodworks that you haven't talked to in a while, and that's none of y'all. None of y'all. Yeah, especially if you're listening to this. You know, sometimes it just feels fake. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to put into words, but it's more of, you know, it's more of, I know what's wrong with me, I know where I can go, but if I have these down moments where I write this depressing status, or I'm putting up a depressing song or something like that, don't go out of your way to, you know, check in on me. Because trust me, I'm that shitty friend that doesn't do it as much as I should for other people. And, you know, I had my usual suspects of friends that showed up, you know, and were checking on me and all of that. And that's fine. You know, I don't mind them. And I don't mind when other people do it, but sometimes it's just like, don't bombard me with it. You know, I live in fear that everything that I say is going to be reported back to somebody. And I've always had that feeling because, you know, social media is like that with family. You know, when you have this moment where you feel strong-willed or you feel bad, you know, the will to want to say stuff, and it's like, where else am I supposed to go with this? Yeah, I put that on Instagram. My Instagram isn't private. I put it for the world to see. But the whole point wasn't pity. It wasn't, you know, wanting everyone and their mother to write to me about it. It was just more of, hey, this is where I am in life. And when I say broken, I don't mean that I'm dead inside and, you know, when I say it, I feel that I can be doing so much better. And it's tough, you know. I think in this I kind of sound defeated because I'm listening to my voice as it comes out of my mouth, and I'm not defeated by any means. Like I said, I'm still here. I'm still alive, my heart's still beating. You know, I got a lot of other issues in my life, you know, weight and the weight of expectations, the weight of family, the weight of my personal weight that's, you know, at a scary point in my life. And it's just like at almost 32 years old, you know, I feel like it's too much. And I think when I say too much, you know, too many people will say, you know, it's close to wanting to commit suicide or, you know, having thoughts of hurting yourself. And that's the thing. And it was like I told my my therapist a few weeks ago. When I hear, you know, the question of, you know, do you feel like harming yourself? You know, do you feel like hurt yourself? It's just like not at all where I am mentally, you know. You know, do I feel like some days life isn't worth living? Sure. But you'd be a liar to yourself if you didn't feel that way too. Nobody goes through life happy every single day with every aspect of their life. There's still one or two things that you know you could have done better and you will do better. And, you know, I think it's time for me to reclaim my life. Because I lived so long for other people trying to mold, trying to fit into, you know, the square when I'm a round peg. You know, I'm not what everybody thinks I am. I have my down moments, I have my
evil moments,
I have my moments where, you know, I regret every point in my life, except for a few places. But the thing is, I'm human, and I always will be human. To err is human. You know, I don't want to philosophize. I don't want to sit here and have a philosophy class about, you know, the importance of being true and authentic to yourself, because that's an entirely different can of worms that you have to start thinking about. But, you know, I just have always been a guy where it's like, I don't fit that mold. I don't fit that want of wanting to be, you know, this cool person, you know. And I wasted my 20s trying to do that. Trying to, you know, do YouTube and even this podcast, you know. There's a reason I take as many breaks as I do doing it, because I literally am just doing it to appease myself. You know, never did I think, you know, I'd get 100 listeners on an episode. And for that to reach other people's ears, you know, that's different. That's a weight and a, you know, experience I never thought I would feel. You know, when I was doing YouTube and, you know, really tried to get into it, you know, bought the camera, bought the lights, all of that, you know, it, when my views were only at like 25 views after a month, it was like, no, I'm not skilled enough to play that game. I'm not at a point in my life where I can say I can put my heart and soul into it. You know, I got a daughter. I got a 4-year-old that's getting ready to turn 5, and within the next year and a half, she's going to be going to school. You know, she's growing up, and she's at a point where, you know, growth spurts are going to happen and different things. I don't have the money anymore to play these games to continually be something that I'm not. You know, now I'm officially comfortable with my jeans and a t-shirt, my hoodie and a pair of jeans or a pair of khakis or something like that. I'm okay with that. I'm not out here trying to be something that I can't afford to be. And I think having a child was what made me really think about that. You know, I think within the last year, I've done so well at saving money for her. You know, Lord knows I still make my mistakes on my own money when she's taken care of. You know, I live apart from my daughter and her mother. And I'm not afraid to admit that. You know, it's plenty of us out there that make that work, you know, make a co-parenting in a way sort of thing work. You know, and we are still the best of friends. And, you know, I'd give up the world for her at any point in time. But our daughter comes first. And in life, everything has its expiration date. You know, friendships, relationships, things like that. You know, sometimes you know you're not always meant to have the white picket fence moment. You know, sometimes the chain link is okay. Sometimes the, you know, small sidewalk with a patch of grass is what's gonna have to do, as long as you're happy, as long as you're healthy. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm not as healthy as I can be, but the next step is to keep growing off of it, keep going and keep myself wanting to live. And, you know, a few minutes I'll explain why I, you know, why I'm going back to therapy. So we're gonna take a little break, and I'll be right back. So I'm headed back to therapy, and this will be the first time since just before the pandemic. The first time I went to therapy was in late 2018, and when I started my whole thing, I was at a bad point in my life. You know, I think Dee Dee was, she had just turned one, she was probably about 1.5, almost 2. And there's just a day where I had had enough, and I just felt so bad. I felt sad, and I felt out of place. And I said, well, I'm looking at getting myself some help, and found this great therapy session. Well, I guess, great doctor's office, I want to say, called the Institute of Healing, but we call it iHeal. It's here in Owens Mills, about 5 minutes away from my job, from my home. So that's always been a plus. But yeah, I started out with a young lady. She was actually a graduate student, and she was going off to, you know, she was doing it for a class, and God, dude, you know, it was just, I finally had somebody that I felt like I could share my story with. You know, a lot of my stuff, and I don't share it, and I won't share it with you guys because it's not important to you, and really, it's in the grand scheme now, it's not important, because it's been worked on, it's been healed, that part is healed. But, you know, just sitting there telling the stories, telling my life, and talking about, you know, how, you know, Dolores was born in this point in my life where I had just lost two of the people that were the most important things in my world. You know, next to my own parents, you know. they helped raise me. And I know you can probably hear the tears and stuff in my voice, but yeah, it was freeing. You know, I never got to grieve that. I never got the chance to say I made my peace with it. I never got to make that peace because I automatically went straight into dad mode, you know, after my grandfather died, because, you know, the day before his funeral, Dee Dee came along. Yeah, I never got that chance to heal. I never got the chance to heal my own traumas, you know. The thought of not being good enough for anybody. The thought of not being good for my own child, you know. And every father, I think, goes through that. And I think there's a point where we all have to say, I need help. And when you get to that point, take care of that point. Because no, there is no more important thing in this world than your own well-being and your own, you know, well-to-do. And I know I sound like a hypocrite when I tell people, don't give me fake love in this situation. Just let me be. Let me, you know, accomplish what I have to accomplish. And, that was freeing. This time I'm going back, you know, same place, doing this just to clear my mind now. Because this last year and a half to 2 years almost now have been hell, man. And part of it, you know, I was in a way laid off for 6 months. Because of the pandemic. I didn't get the work from home option. I got, well, go home. We'll call you if we need you. And that's what happened. Luckily, I was still getting paid at that point. So that was a blessing in disguise. But there was a lot of people that were ass out because of it. You know, and needed to rely on the stimulus checks and different ways of trying to make their own money. To survive. You know, I'm lucky. I don't have that many bills that I have to pay. But, you know, there are some out there that aren't that lucky. You know, that don't have the ability to have that break to, you know, regroup. My issue was with that 6 months, you know, I sat around and played video games. I gained weight. I stopped taking care of myself. There was a point where I stopped taking my medicine. And mostly it was because I ran out of my medicine. But I couldn't get to the doctor's office because there was no way to, you know, at that point to figure out, hey, you know, what's going on? And, you know, thank God for, you know, what I did have with therapy. Having a nurse practitioner that was able to, you know, refill my medicine, you know, have me be able to pick it up. But, you know, now it's just cleaning this up. You know, I don't want to go into 2022 the same person that I am right now. I want change. I'm going to fight for change. I'm going to continue to grow. I'm going to continue to get away from the melancholy, but you still keep it in your back pocket because you need it, and you need it to humble you sometimes. I look at when I do things like this and I see how far I've come, or, you know, when I see something different and I see people that want to hear what I gotta say, that's heavy to me because that means I'm reaching out to somebody. And, you know, there's a point where, you know, you just got to continue to keep making changes. And, you know, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to come out of it a better man. I'm going to come out of it a better father, a better friend, a better somebody, something, you know, a better, okay, I even had a better son, you know, but I'm not just going to continually be who I was, and I want to be healthy, I want to work through my trauma again, and make it worthwhile, make it happen, make the best of a bad situation, and we'll see where we go with this on Friday. I'm excited. I feel like the therapist is excited from what I've heard, and yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna take another break. Probably gonna come and wrap this up because I've decided now in the future I'm not gonna do long, drawn out episodes anymore. Just gonna do 2 segments, and then we're gonna, you know, pretty much close out, and I'll say a few brief things, and so, yeah, stay tuned. So, I don't even know what I want to talk about at the end of this episode. Should just, like, stop it. And we'll catch you next time. No, I'm joking. Like I stated earlier, just take care of yourselves, guys. That, and, you know, as we get closer to what I think is the end of COVID, at least as a pandemic, just keep taking care of your bodies. Do as Marshawn Lynch says, take care of your chickens, which is your brain. And, you know, take care of what you have to take care of. Take care of the people around you. Because life is too short at this point. It's too short to just live and wallow in what you have going on. You know, there's a saying that, you know, in the eye of a hurricane, there's 2 things that you can do. You can move on and rebuild, or you can let it hit you, hurt you, and continue to, you know, break you. And I'm not choosing the hurricane. You know, I'm choosing to stick through it. I'm choosing to get well instead of just being a bread loaf. Yeah, you know, they have those squishmallows that, you call it what. I'm gonna live with what I have for right now, but in the future there will be a different me, and I'm excited about that. I think it is one of the most exciting things, you know, things I've been excited about. You know, it's just, I gotta get back to myself. I gotta take this trip. I gotta do this. I gotta do this for Dee Dee. I gotta do it for Calf. I gotta do it for all my friends out there. So, you know, I know a few days ago scared you all, but in my head that's nothing new. You know, I could write 50 of those posts a day, but I choose not to. You know, I'm not as active on Facebook as I once was. A lot more active on Twitter, but really even for that, it's just for sports at this point. But, keep going, and that's all we can do. So we're gonna wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking like 25 minutes out of your day and giving it to me. It means the world to me. Like I say, just let me know if you want to hear more of these. I'm excited to get back to doing this. I got a new mic. Well, it's the same mic that I did stuff on last week, but I got a new setup, which is kind of neat, because it's noise canceling, like, what is it, I guess, I don't even know what to call that, dude, I lost my fucking train of thought. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed, so this tells you where my day has been today. I really lost my train of thought right in the middle of a fucking topic. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. I got myself to 4 minutes on this, but that was mostly because I fucked around. And I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. I promise you all, I am not inebriated, I'm not high. But you probably already thought I was anyway. But anyway, if you like to keep up with me on Twitter, follow me at Phil in Espanol. It's the same thing as my Instagram. If you can't spell it, I'm not spelling it for you. But as always, guys, love yourselves, love each other, love the future, love the planet. And we'll be back probably next week. If I remember what I was talking about, I will add that into this next episode. Thanks. See you guys.